Father, I just thank you and I praise you for all those who came out tonight to sit at your table and be fed fresh manna from heaven. I thank you, Father, that some came in with a need, and I'm asking you, God, to meet that need tonight before they leave here. And Father God, you know exactly what you want to do with your people, and we give you full, total, complete permission, Father God, to move among your people and do whatever it is you want to do. And Father, we just thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your angelic host. We truly do thank you for your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, lots been happening out there in the world. We're not of the world, right? We're in the world, but not of the world. So lots been happening out there in the world. And it's also touching the church. Sister Barbara sent me a prophetic word that some young lady received this morning. Was she an aglow person? But she got this word this morning early, and I thought it was urgent enough to read it tonight, so we're going to read this. Urgent prophetic word, the angels of Daniel 9 are being released over the nation of America. America, get ready for greater angelic visitations in this hour of great battle. Watch for a stitch in time saves nine, for the Prince of Persia seeks the head of Trump on a silver platter. So please bear with me. Early this morning, while before the Lord, I was just waiting quietly before him. I had no agenda other than to listen to my Father speak and to hear what was on his heart. When suddenly I heard these words, "Watch for a stitch in time saves nine, for the Prince of Persia seeks the head of Trump on a silver platter. Daughter, tell my remnant." He didn't say church. He said, tell my remnant to rise, to come up here and see what is taking place. For the time is 10:12, and there is a great battle unfolding in the heavens for the destiny of our nations. There's a great battle unfolding in the heavens for the destiny of nations. Daughter, listen, I say again, a stitch in time saves nine. For the Prince of Persia seeks the head of Trump on a silver platter. Friends, when I heard the Father speak, the word hit my spirit with a great force and a powerful and fervent urgency to cry out for the nation of America rose up within me. Now, recently I had a similar word concerning my own nation, and when I received the word from my own nation, it came with the same level of ferocity and intensity in the spirit. But when I received the word concerning my own nation, I knew by revelation that the word I was receiving was not just for my own nation, but for the nations. It was a word that would now begin to unfold with greater understanding, wisdom, and vision. It was a word that would now begin to unfold with greater understanding, wisdom, and vision. And this is happening right now. While hearing the Father speak these words to me, if you notice there was a website you could get on there. While hearing the Father speak these words to me, I was caught up in his spirit where I saw an archangel of the Lord dressed in warring garments. This archangel was fully dressed from head to toe in glistening armor. And it was made known to me by revelation that I was looking at the archangel Michael. And as I looked at Michael, I saw a multitude of warring angels standing behind him. And then the nation of America suddenly came up before me. And I heard these words, "Watch, for the angels of Daniel 9 are being released over the nation of America. Watch and pray for the next 21 days will be key to the door that opens in 2:24. Let's read it again. Watch and pray. For the next 21 days will be key to the door that opens in 2024. As I heard, and she just got it this morning, so we're watching and praying for the next 21 days. As I heard those words, the vision shifted, and suddenly I saw a fierce battle unfolding before my eyes, a battle for the destiny and birthright of the nation of America. And suddenly I saw what looked like a dark cloud forming in the distance. And within the dark cloud, I saw great flashes of lightning, and the light was piercing and penetrating. And every time the lightning flashed, great claps of roaring thunder would break forth, and the thunder would shake the very foundations of the nations. Did y'all notice how hard the thunder was the other night? I was sitting in my study, and it actually shook the whole floor of my study. God is showing us signs. Are we paying attention? She says, and I watched as the flashes of lightning would light up the battlefield below. The light would illuminate and expose the hidden dark forces, and the light would push back the powers of hell. Now, as I was given liberty to keep watching, my eyes were fixed on a dark cloud, still rising and moving with great power and acceleration over the landscape of the nation of America. When suddenly, as the cloud came into greater focus, I saw the face of a great eagle come up before me. And I heard these words, watch, for the great eagles, S at the end, are now rising over the nation of America. Watch, for the great eagle nation will fly again. Then she said, huh. Suddenly I came out of the vision, and again I heard the Spirit say, watch and pray, for a stitch in time saves nine. For the Prince of Persia seeks the head of Trump on a silver platter. For the time is 10:12. A great battle is unfolding in the heavenlies for the destiny of nations. Friends, as I am praying concerning this encounter, the Spirit of the Lord would have me share the following links, as they will help to bring greater clarity to what God is saying in this hour. I believe here in the word above, God is revealing the strategies of the enemy in this hour. Satan is after the kingdom, identity, and authority. Satan desires complete rulership over the destiny of nations. Here, the Spirit of Revelation is speaking specifically and definitely to the Prince of Persia, and that this ruling prince seeks the head of Trump. Please take off your political lens. This demonic assignment is not just about a man alone, but it is about the destiny and birthright of a nation. They are trying to get President Trump, so without President Trump, they think they can destroy America. I know this because this is what God's been dealing with me about. I believe the ruling principality of Persia is behind the current political assassination of President Trump, but its ultimate goal is for his physical death. Make no mistake, this ruling power will not merely be satisfied with a political assassination, but rather seeks to complete eradication of one who represents the voice of the many in this hour. The Spirit of Revelation always reveals to heal. God gives prophetic insights in order to arm us with the needed warfare strategies for victory in the hour of war. God is clearly highlighting the book of Daniel, chapters 9 and 10, hold keys to breakthrough in these days. A stitch in time saves nine speaks to many things. For the sake of time, I can't explain here, but see the link if you want more revelation. The meaning of number 9 can speak judgment and birthing. A stitch in time saves nine. A prayer in time will save a nation from judgment. Now, I have the links here. One of the links is headed the head of the north. And it says Satan has taken his senses. Then the second one is the nations are now in the ninth hour. And the third one is Trump in the prison of his will. Trump is in the prison of God's will. And if you don't know that, then there's something wrong with you spiritually. Now, I sent this to Christopher just today when I received it. And if anybody wants him to forward this to you so you can use these links, you let him know before you leave, and he will email you a link to this so you can see what these other things are saying. God is always faithful to us, and he always reveals to us right on time exactly what it is that's going on. It just never ceases to amaze me, because I never give an teaching unless God gives it to me and shows me what to give. And it always works out that whenever I don't hear, at the last minute I get an email or God will give me a scripture, and then from that is birthed the teaching. I have a prophetic word. I put a prophetic word in for the bulletin this week, and I didn't know God was going to speak about it, but a couple of days ago I was doing something in the house and I had an open vision. I was standing there with, you know, a board in my hand like that, and God said, the evil you are looking at, there's still, behind that is still a greater evil. And then behind that evil is still a greater evil. So what I was talking to God and saying, the times are so evil. And this is what he was showing me. This is nothing compared to what's coming. Then that's nothing compared to what else is coming. And that's in that prophetic word. But I was surprised when God gave me a prophetic word for it too. God is not going to let his true children, the remnant, he's not going to let us sit idly by and not warn us of what is happening in our lives and in the nation. And I was sharing this with Johnny today, and I said, you know, Johnny always said, well, whenever the other guy was in the presidency, God said they wanted a king, so I gave them a king, and they're going to see what a king will do for them. And we all know that, and this was a couple of presidents ago, we all know what happened. And so whenever President Trump didn't get in office this time, when God said he would, and he is in office, but then what I said, well, I guess the people still wanted a king, but that's not true, because President Trump won the election. I know, I don't have to hear anything else anybody else says. I know that President Trump won the election. And what happened was, it wasn't that we still wanted a king. We voted him in, but the enemy turned around and twisted his stuff, and it caused a mess. And the people of God have not been praying as... Now, this isn't everybody. The shoe fits, put it on. If it doesn't, don't worry about it. But the people of God have not been praying as they ought. And all this stuff has come down the pike. And now everybody's saying, what are we going to do with it? Hold up before God in prayer. That's the only thing you can do. Either you believe God and trust God, or you don't. You know, God has been telling us it's going to get really bad in the end times. You know, the gross darkness was coming. But I don't know about you, but I never knew darkness could get this dark. And then, like God said, it's going to get darker and darker and darker still. And so all we can do now is just stay in the will of the Father. We all been fought. I don't know if you've been fought, that haven't been fought, that's wonderful. But anything that Satan can touch in our lives, he's touched. He's tried to destroy everything that we hold dear to our heart, including God himself. But those of you who stayed the course, stayed strong, God said he's going to keep you. And I don't know about you, but I'm not worried about starving to death. I think we all could lose some weight. Because God promised us when all this stuff came down the road, he would keep us. And that when he says, I'll keep you, he means he'll keep you 100%, the crown of your head, the soles of your feet. And whatever he promised us is surely going to come to pass. All right, so Barbara sent me that. But then also, whenever I was asking God what I should give, he gave me this thing about Rosh Hashanah. And so this is what you're going to get next. It's very, very important that we stay close to the Father, hear his voice very clearly, and do exactly what he's telling us to do. All right, it says, you have that up. Rosh Hashanah begins Friday, September the 15th of this year. It's at sunset, and then Sunday, September the 17th, at nightfall. Okay, so that's September the 15th at sunset, and then Sunday, September the 17th at nightfall. Rosh Hashanah, or head of the year, is when God... Now listen to what this is all about. This is very important. Rosh Hashanah, or head of the year, is when God does new things on the earth and in the church. What's he been telling us that we've entered into? New beginnings. We've never been this way before. So everything is brand new. Rosh Hashanah is one of those divine seasons that you just can't miss out on. It's a make or break season, and it truly is. Because it is the head of the year on God's calendar, how you enter the year in Rosh Hashanah will determine how we finish the year. It's a season of the greater glory. September during Rosh Hashanah is when the next huge seasonal portal opens up. It is a time when new things occur and new paradigm shifts happen on many levels. Now, this is what Chuck Pierce is saying, okay? But I know it's true. Often major world events affecting you and me occur in this season of Rosh Hashanah. There is also a new level of the glory released during this time. Years ago, when God started telling me that the glory was going to drop, he said it's going to drop in the fall. So every fall, I've been looking for the glory to drop. But I've been telling you guys, God has not spoken it to me, but I feel with every fiber of my being that this is a fall, that the glory is going to drop, and then God is going to do everything he's been promising. If it doesn't drop this fall, I'll drop off of this stool. I am totally committed to the fact that his glory is going to drop this fall. All right, where am I at? September? No, often major world events affecting you and me occur in this season. There is also a new level of the glory of God released during this time, a new level. Remember, God's been telling us the glory is here. It's just not here in all of its fullness. And I don't know about you, but the Holy Spirit's all over me right now. And so, and I've been waiting, God, give us the fullness of your glory. We're going to see that. We really are. During this fall season is when the books of heaven are open. Now listen to this. Over your life, and the things are decided for the next 12 months over your life. Okay? That's why it's important to seek God during this time so that everything in your life is aligned with heaven so that the fullness of what God intended for your life and destiny is fully realized in the year ahead and the enemy's delays in the court of heaven are overruled. Amen. How many of you have been visiting the courts of heaven a whole lot lately? And commanding and asking God to command that devil to be there so he can hear what God's verdict is over whatever you're taking up into the courts. That's what you should be doing if you're not, all right? It's a season of new beginnings on God's calendar where all things from the past year are taken into account. You listen to that. It's a new season of new beginnings on God's calendar where all things from the past year are taken into account. Yom Kippur also occurs in September. Yom Kippur is a day of fasting, prayer, and repentance for the Jews, but it's also that for us too. That begins on Sunday, September the 24th at sunset, and ends Monday, September the 25th. I remind you on the 24th that we're supposed to be fasting and praying and repenting and get ourselves totally right with God. It's a time to reflect on the past 12 months to see where we are headed and make the necessary changes to stay on course for the destiny of our lives, our family, and our nation. This September will be unlike any other because so many Kairos events are still converging at the same time. September is going to be a powerful month. Are you going to receive all that you're supposed to receive in that month? A lot of people have been playing around up to this point, and I teach repentance. I teach a hard message, but that's what I'm supposed to teach. And I still love people and I still encourage people, but I don't want to, your blood is not going to be in my hands when I stand before the Father on Judgment Day. Why didn't you tell them? All right? It's in writing the word, and God gives me that every now and then when I get tired of teaching a hard message. All right, each season carries with it a potential greater glory and a greater blessing and harvest. Did you read that? I mean, hear that? During this season is when the books of heaven and the books of destiny are opened over people, ministries, and nations. You knowing how to pray now, Barbara? Daniel 7:10 says, a river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated and the books were opened. And God told me 2 weeks ago, I am judging my people for the final time. I'm separating the goats from the sheep. And he said, from there, I'm going to go forth with my mighty miracles that I've talked about. That's why many even fast and pray and make amends and seek the Lord like never before, worldwide and especially in Israel, right up to Yom Kippur, as there is a sense of divine timing and destiny connected with this feast. Have you noticed all the different prayers that they're doing, prayer times they're doing right now? There's a whole lot of people saying 21 days, 10 days, or whatever. They know that we need to be fasting and praying to get it right before these events end. It's also the head of the year as new assignments, promotion, and blessings are released for the new year. For those aligned properly as the Supreme Court of Heaven meets to determine our destinies for the next 12 months. You guys have been writing all these books about the courts of heaven. It's always been right before our eyes. We've never really paid too much attention to it. But now that's all God talks about is the courts in heaven. So whenever God tells you to write a book about something, you think, well, you know, I should write about this. Because God wants the books out there so that people can be reading them, and so that whenever the time comes, they're already familiar with the courts of heaven and they know how to cooperate with God in his courtroom. This September will be the most important life-altering season to align with heaven and hear the fresh prophetic word for your life, America, Israel, and the nations. How do you access this? The Bible instructs us to gather during this time and hear the word of the Lord and give him our best time, worship, and offering. That's why I said, you're ready to worship. I've been saying, you're ready to worship God with all your heart. Are you ready to let him know how much you really do love him? You know, anybody can just stand in here and mouth any words. But when you just really give God your all, that's what he wants in worship. Amen. Doesn't matter how loud you sing it. Doesn't matter if you just hum. He knows where your heart's truly at. All right, then God promises, when you give him your best time, your worship, then God promises open heavens, rain on our seas, and prayers and favor, protection and divine destiny. You're going to have to meet God's requirements in order to receive the blessings that he has for you. You know, I started that message, don't let anyone steal your crown. I still haven't given it, but I still have it. I am going to give it. Because God doesn't want us to allow anybody to stop us in our progress in him. All right. This season will ignite a huge harvest of souls and awakening the likes that we have never seen before in our lifetime. The key is knowing in advance what God is about to do so you can position yourself for harvest instead of being taken by surprise by the shakings. There's not one person that's been in these services can say you're surprised that you're shook. Because God's been telling you, I'm shaking, I'm shaking, I'm going to come and shake some more, I'm shaking again. He's been telling us that. So if you didn't get yourself together, it's not God's fault. It's your fault. September is a time when major events occur and change is in the air. It's a season when new things occur and new paradigm shifts happen on many levels. Often major world events affecting you and me occur in this season. There's also a new level of the glory of God released during this time. I don't know, this is what I'm saying, I don't know about you, but I definitely don't want to miss out on what God is doing. Especially this year in America, as we are on the cusp of the greatest awakening in our lifetime. Chris, how many years have I been telling us the glory's coming? 15 years, and God told me, tell my people the glory's coming. But don't grow weary in telling them that, because of my glory is coming. I got to the point, I said, God, did I really hear you right? But I kept saying it, because he said, don't, now it's here. It's here. I don't know if you feel the excitement in the atmosphere. I don't know if you feel the joy, you know, that's going on in heaven over they're preparing for this great battle that's going on in the heavenlies. But I'm going to tell you, it's an exciting time to be living in. And I don't know about you, but God's giving great dreams and visions, and he's speaking a whole bunch, telling us exactly what's going on in the world and what we can expect. When we gather together on purpose during this time, God promises to bless us like crazy and accelerate our destiny just by showing up to his appointment gathering at Rosh Hashanah. Now, Chuck Pierce said this because they're having a seminar or something. But I left that in there because, you know what? God gets excited when we gather together too. Where two or more are gathered together, you know. So, you know, God does get excited with us. It doesn't matter how few are here or how many. He's still in our midst at all times. This September during Rosh Hashanah, I truly believe that something will be unleashed that we have never experienced before. God's been telling us for quite some time, when he comes, he's going to come quickly, and we're going to be so busy, we're not going to be able to know which way to turn. And he's been telling us, get your households in order. Isn't that what he's been telling us? So if he catches you off guard, it's not his fault, because he's been telling you, get your household in order, because it's going to be with a wink of an eye overnight that I'm going to come. And then once he starts, he said he's not going to quit until the rapture occurs. So this great move of God is going to continue on. It's not going to be like they've had before, a move here and a move there. It's just going to be a vast move that's going to hit all the nations. You know, we'll have wars, we'll have rumors of wars, we're going to have our earthquakes, we're going to have everything else. But in the midst of all that, this is what God's been telling us, in the midst of all that, his glory is going to continue to drop, and it's already dropped, it's going to continue to work, and we're going to see this salvation of souls all over the place. All right, this is called convergence. When everything lines up and the suddenlies of God take place. I was going to look up that because God gave us a prophetic word all about convergence, and I forgot to look it up. So this is called convergence, when everything lines up and the see, and that's why he's been trying to get unity in our homes, in our houses of worship, in our business places, because he wants everything lined up with his word. We're supposed to be, well, he just taught us we have to be like Jesus. And he taught us the characteristics of Jesus. And he's been trying to get us to be just like his son. So that whenever the lost and the dying come to us, they're going to be so busted, and they're going to be so, they aren't even going to be human, some of them aren't. They're going to be so trampled all over. We're going to be just like Jesus, be able to wrap them in our arms, you know, and get their souls saved, and they get a place in heaven. Isn't that awesome? God told me the other day, he said, you know, daughter, you bring all these people in your home, but you never change them. I said, how's that? And he says, you bring them in, but you don't really teach them of my ways. He said, yes, you live them, but you don't teach them. And you can't get them into the house. And so they just sit here, never changing. So I talked to Teresa Ann about that yesterday, and I said, we're going to start ministering this people. God's going to get them one way or the other. You know, I just figure if you just live the life before them, they'll change, but that doesn't work. And they want what you have, but they feel like they can't get what you have, and therefore they lose heart before they ever start. So we need to quit looking at, you know, we need to start working is what God's telling me. We need to put the muscle behind everything. We have to become true warriors. I know Reverend Barbara, she's out on the streets, pounding the streets, praying over places all the time, plus doing her work, plus doing all the other things she has on her plate. But, you know, God said we have to take it to the street. She's found ways to take it to the street. And I wish some of you would, that you're just sitting at home twiddling your thumbs or talking on your phones, and why don't you work for God? Why don't you work for God? Come on. There's the works to be done, but the church isn't doing it. It is important to realize that during these Kairos, opportune moment, appointed day, due season, times, huge things occur in the heavenly realms and situations are shifted into proper alignment and position. I got to stop there because Brenda and Merlin just came back from doing something for the Lord. So I hope I didn't offend you. they just came back, and I thought it was wonderful when I got the email that they were doing this, and I thought, God, you're moving upon people, and you're giving them the heart to go out there and get out of their comfort zone and go, you know, places where other people won't go. And that's what God wants us to do. Yeah, that's all it takes. God will is done. All right, so it is important that we get in sync on earth with what is happening in heaven in order to receive the download of information God is wanting to pour out on us during these special times of the year. God has told us there's secrets that he wants to give to us. That's why he keeps telling us come up into the third heaven. There's things that nobody knows about, just like when he brought John up there. And he's been asking us to go to that third heaven and get that revelation and bring it back to the people. Are people really seeking faith? God, I am. I don't know about you. Are you people really seeking God's face? Take me up there and reveal to me whatever it is I need to bring back to the people. I don't know about you, but I have noticed one thing. In my household, dark is getting darker. It really is getting darker. And that's telling me, God said, I'm going to clean your house up. And that's telling me that he's been dealing with the people and they aren't going to change. So they're getting darker. And pretty soon I won't see them no more. That could be happening in all your homes, you know, in your workplaces, anywhere. But I'm just saying that, you know, that's what God told me. And so I'm watching this take place. And I've talked about it. I've tried to get people to change their hearts and to serve God. But I can't make them do anything. Yeah, I just really can't. Knowing what God is about to do and position yourself for it is the key to riding the wave of God's move on the earth with great blessing and favor. So God is wanting to pour out on us during these special time of the year so that we know what God is about to do and position yourself for it's the key to riding the wave of God's move on the earth with great blessing and favor. Now I want to share something with you. God is dealing with families right now, really hard. If you don't know that, he is. And God has set me aside and said, you've never really ministered to your family. You've just been an example. He said, now I'm going to start using you to minister to the people in this house. And it's either make it or break it time for the people in this house. And I'm just, ever since he's told me that, different things have happened in my home. Where I've had a chance to tell people about God and where they are going to end up, which is not good. It's up to them now to decide which way they're going to go. That can be a full-time job ministry. I have to let other things go so I can minister to my family because they're getting ready to be judged. And they need to hear the truth. And when God's finished with me ministering my family, then he'll take me wherever else he wants me to go. Now, I'm still praying for people. God's still giving them prophetic words, you know. I have email after email. I am really shocked how many people are writing. They're desperate. And so I know that God is moving all over the land. And I know that we have to be instant in season and out of season. So I'm asking each one of you to remember that Rosh Hashanah is going to start. But I believe we need to start right now getting ourselves together so that when this judgment and everything comes down in Rosh Hashanah, we'll be in the right place with God. And we won't be out here on left field somewhere and where God just totally overlooks us. Remember he gave us that script where he gave Chris that scripture about who was it? Esau and Jacob. He hated Jacob. And let Jacob do whatever he wanted to do. Didn't bother me at all. Just let him do whatever he wanted to do. But Esau. Do I have the names mixed up? Okay, so Jacob was the one he got onto, wasn't it? He let Esau do what he wanted to do because he hated Esau. It's in the Word. Just read it. We taught on this. And so Jacob is the one he got on. So anyhow, Jacob, he just didn't let Jacob do nothing wrong. I mean, he was on Jacob like you wouldn't believe, because he wanted to make Jacob a pure vessel of honor that he could work through. So if some of you in here, you're sitting in here and God is all over you like you wouldn't believe, messing with you, making you get yourself together, be blessed. Because that's showing you that God really loves you and he cares for you and he doesn't want you to drop through the crack anywhere. Are you hearing this? You know, when Chris gave it was an article he put in the bulletin, I think, and I wrote back and said, Chris, I called him. I said, Chris, is this what you really want to say? Because I didn't read it. I just skimmed it. And he said that God hated. And so I went back. I said, oh, I guess it does say God hated Esau. See, we don't read our word to the fullest, and we don't, when we miss the most important part of it. I've always been a skimmer when I read because of going to college and everything. You had to get things done quickly. But so I started now. I'm going to be very careful what I read. I don't want to miss the important parts. I want to be right in God's perfect will. And saints, you're going to have to start being an example of Jesus Christ. You really are. I have somebody in my home that I'm working with right now, and he said to my grandson, I'm afraid to talk. He told Teresa too, I'm afraid to talk to my mom because she's God. You know, he has a lot of devils, and those devils are afraid of me. So this is what he interprets this. And we all tell him, no, she's not God. I said, I'm not God. Believe me, I'm not. But he said, yes, you are, because he said, I just can't be around you. I'm scared to death of you. He really is afraid of me. If he walks the same room, I'm in, he turns and walks the other way. But people should feel that way about you. They should see the God in you. And they should be afraid to be in your presence. You know, there's devils in those people because they know they have to leave. And that's why he turns around and walks the other way, because that devil said, we got to get out of here because she's going to make me leave this vessel. And in fact, this is what God spoke. He said that the devils know that they're going to have to leave, and so they make him leave your presence so that you won't get on them. But now I'm going to start working, and we're going to get them devils out of people. So how about you? When somebody walks in front of you, did you have a devil on them? Do they want to hurry up, turn around, leave? That's a goal to work for, isn't it? It's really a goal to work for. So I'm asking you tonight to reevaluate your walk with God. Again, I'm always asking you to do that. But because Rosh Hashanah is coming up really quick, and when I read that, it just like a neon light went off, and God said, my people need to hear this. I was going to send it out in one of those things. I sent out. He said, no, I want you to get up there and teach it. He said, because I don't want my people to miss out on their blessings. This is how good God is to us. You know, I don't feel like we're a rinky-dink church. I just feel like we're right up there in heaven with God. That's just because I know we are. And I know that God feeds us the best manna from heaven that he has. And it's always fresh. It's never stale. And he knows exactly what each one of us need to hear at the time we need to hear it, doesn't he? Aaron, say yes, Aaron. So how about you? Do you want to have the very best that God has for you? Do you really want to be one that can open doors that no man can close? You know, God told me, he gave me Brother Philadelphia Church, and he said, I open doors that no man can close. And you and I like the fact that God closes doors that no man can open too. And when somebody's attacking you, God can shut that door real quick, and then people can't get at you. If you are called to do anything for God, I would be very fearful if I didn't answer that call right now in this season. Because if you don't answer that call in this season, God said he's going to pass you over. He's been telling us that. And he's going to give your mantle to somebody else. I don't know about you, but I want nobody to have my mantle. Do you want anybody to have your mantle, Grace? Say no, that's good. You know, I don't want somebody else to fulfill what I'm supposed to fulfill. When I was dying, I said, God, I can't die right now. Add more years to my life. And so here I am. And so I want to accomplish the things that God's called me for to accomplish. How about you? And it doesn't matter what to who the enemy sends in front of me. It doesn't matter what anybody says about me. I could care less about what you think about me, and that's the honest truth. I'm pleasing God and God only. And if I'm out of line, God, he puts me back in line. And in fact, sometimes I sort of slide back because I know people think I'm obnoxious. And God said, I didn't call you to sit in the background. I called you to get in the front. He said, get up there and do the things I'm calling you for to do. Everybody likes to be liked. Jesus wanted to be loved. But not everybody loved Jesus. Not everybody's going to love you. And, you know, and maybe you weren't meant to be under my teaching. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have to be where God wants you to be. And if you keep coming against me, then that means you weren't supposed to sit under me to begin with. This, you all need to take this into your ministries and understand there's, this is the way things work. You know, and quit being offended when somebody leaves and talks about you. Thank you. Thank you, devil. I know I'm working for God. You just got mad at me. I just uncovered you somewhere, some way. That should be our attitudes. Now, God is calling us to be warriors. He wants no more wimps, no more chickens. We're supposed to be eagles. We're supposed to be warriors. And God has been telling us that the angels are here now. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking everywhere for angels. I don't care where I'm at. I'm looking to see if I can see an angel. Bump into one. Do something. But what does God's word say? You know, sometimes you entertain angels unaware. We're looking for some 10-foot giant, and it might be some 5'4" person. That's the angel that's in front of you. Amen? Tonight, God's excited because he has a group of people all over the earth that are excited, too, over what he's getting ready to do. I want you to be excited tonight. I don't want you to leave here forlorn, torn down ever again, because we're going up. We're not going back. We're not going down. We're not going sideways. We're going up, and we're going to do all the things that God has called us for to do. Chris Lynch, maybe God's getting you freed up so we can use you, because of quit complaining. God knows that everything's going to happen in your life. If this is your real father, so be it. See what I'm saying? We fuss about things we shouldn't fuss about because we don't know what God knows. And what God is saying, I want you to stand up right now. And if you really and truly want to be everything that God wants you to be, come to the altar, because he's going to touch you in a way that you'll never change back to your old self ever again.